only in Islam, in the Muslims, but even Christians, even Jews, all not only dini education, dunya's education was also given from the religious place of worship. From the masjid, the halqa in the masjid used to give the dini ta'aleem also and dunyawi ta'aleem also. Just to refresh your minds what we had spoken of before, the dunyawi ta'aleem was permissible, is necessary also. But this has been hijacked and has been made secular education. And in brief, we discussed this in detail. Secular education is worldly education from where they took out the concept of Allah. That now we are in charge of everything. Allah has got nothing to do with anything. In fact, na'uzubillah, that Allah does not exist also. This is what happened in the Christian world in Europe. And so in the Jews also, but the Jews are still very strong. Their DNA education, they still give from their own religious bases and centers. But the Christians by and large have been washed away completely. And all the education is given through the universities. You want to become a priest, you want to become whatever the different levels, you go to university and you get it through a university, not through the church, but through the university. And now this has come in the Islamic world also, where in the, through the Islamic universities, they are teaching all Islamic education, Islamiyat, whether it is in the universities of Pakistan, universities of India, Malaysia, all these countries, now they are giving the education through the universities. And yeah, again, if you understand what education is supposed to be, then you will understand the university can never give dini education. There it is just a lecture, like on accounting, like on medicine, on engineering. They just give a lecture and it's finished. But deen is a thing, a practical way of life. And that can only come where the base is a dini institution. It's not a secular, it's not a university. There you cannot get dini education. You can just get the outward form of deen, just the words of it. And the books you can get, writings of it you can get. But what deen is cannot come through a university. That will only come through what is called a madrasa, what is called a darul ulum, where there is an association, an affiliation of the ustad together with the student. That bond between the ustad and the student. If that bond does not exist, even in a darul ulum, which unfortunately, generally in the world, in the darul ulums also, the relationship between the ustad and the student is diminishing very greatly. Ustad comes, gives his sabak, he goes away. But actually this is where the close bond is supposed to be. The student must bond with his ustad. That is what is required. One student, Abdullah Sherani, once he asked me that in Indonesia still, the ustad, the principal, the ustads stay in the madrasa complex. And in this way there is a bond. He said, how come here ustads, the principals stay away from the students? Whereas the actual Islamic system is that you stay together and you bond with one another. That became less, and slowly now it has become less, that it's only a matter of giving the sabak, a dars in the class, and the ustad goes away. But and then if those students who relate to a sheikh, who become bad, become a murid, and they live as a murid with the sheikh, then that bonding takes place again. But if they just become bad, just for the sake of bad, then it's the same thing. Just there that you come to, for example, a bayan, but you're not joining and living with the sheikh. Now that form is only left, like in the khanqa, if it is observed properly, where the bonding takes place between the student and the ustad. And that is where deen goes from heart to heart, from person to person. Deen is not that you sit in an office behind a computer and you write out books, etc. No, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived with the sahaba. He walked around with the sahaba. He traveled with the sahaba. Regularly majlis with the sahaba. That personal contact, like that he gave deen over to the sahaba. Not by writing out books and on the computer and having a website and then from there you are giving out your deen. No, deen does not work like that. Not from universities, not from websites. These things help. but they not the, or the purpose and the basis where deen can be given. So our system is this the way of teaching. I mentioned this previously also, and I studied in our madrasas, and I explained in detail why I had to go to university, why I studied at university, and the only benefit perhaps that I got, that I saw in the university, their education is not ushre ashir, not 1/10, 10% of the ta'aleem. Forget taqwa, all those things out of the question. And all the qasifat, that is out of the question. But as far as ilm is concerned, they haven't got 10% of the ilm which is in our darul ulums. Hey, I studied, I did my BA, etc., with honors in Arabic, and I passed with distinctions also. I don't think I have to say Alhamdulillah for that also. It was nothing to be proud about or to be happy about. But one thing is definite, I saw that what our students learn in the first term, and our first term is very short, 5-6 weeks only, it is much more than what they learn in the whole first year. And so much Allah Ta'ala has given us. So this is our system. So the university system, and in everything, for example, our way of learning is laborious. It is boring. We start with gardans, fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, etc. It is, and their system is with readers. You start reading a book right from the beginning. And the rules, they, as you go along, they apply the rules. You don't learn the rules, as we learn in Nahwa, in Sarf, we learn the gardans, we learn all the rules of Nahwa, etc. They don't learn it like that. They learn it as from the language they learn it. Ours is, we learn, and this is not uncommon for them and not difficult for them to understand. You don't start driving a car, and as you're driving and you make accidents, you learn the rules. You first learn the rules and you avoid accidents when you drive. Their system is you start driving. From the start, you have to be learn to drive, you get into the driver's seat. You don't know anything, and then you start, and when you make accidents, you learn the rules now. That you have to stop at the red light, you must not cross a solid line, etc. Now you learn the rules. Ours is you learn the rules, and till today in the whole world, you want a driver's license, you first do a learner's test. You first learn your book, your theory, you have to pass that. Then you go on to practicals. So that is our system. But first you learn the rules, and then you go into the readers. And then you apply the rules as you are going along. This is our weakness, that if we don't apply the rules, we learn the Nahwa, we learn Lughat, we learn Adab, and all the beautiful rules in Adab, in the figures of speech, etc. Not only grammar, but what is in adab also we learn properly, but we don't apply it. And we don't extract it from the Quran. That is our weakness. But the learning of the rules is predominant in our system. So that is our system of learning Arabic, etc. And then further, our system, as I explained, like for example in Dora, though this question comes about many times in Darul Ulooms, that 1 year is not enough for Dora al-Hadith. And we can all understand Bukhari Sharif alone, where your whole life is not enough for Bukhari Sharif. And in 1 year you complete Bukhari Sharif, and in the same year you complete Muslim Sharif also, in the same year you complete Tirmizi and Abu Dawud also. So ours is we cover the whole thing in a general way. What is in universities, whether it is dunya sciences or whether it is deen ta'aleem, they teach more about less. They have got muntakhab abwab. Even in Bukhari, a person who graduates in the Arab world, who graduates from universities, they just do muntakhab abwab. They haven't studied the whole of Bukhari. And one thing here is, ours is the general way, and the barakat and the spirituality and ruhaniyat of all the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Therefore, it is generally stressed on a student, when he reads Bukhari, when he studies it, he must be present for every sabak. And if he can, he must be present with wudu. Then that ruhaniyat will flow. And their system is, they are sitting on table and chairs, desks, and they are smoking also. And they are wearing casual wear. Some even, some come formal with suit and tie and is studying Bukhari Sharif. We can well understand what Bukhari is that student going to be learning, what ilm is going to come into him. And some of them come with casual wear, jeans and tops, t-shirts and jeans, etc. Then they are studying Bukhari Sharif. One place, one country that I happened to go, they asked me to do completion of Mishkat Sharif for girls that had, who were doing high school, college, university, working at offices, etc. My mind didn't go to all that. I thought, mashallah, these girls are sacrificing, they're learning, and I praised them in the completion of the Mishkat Sharif. But the next day we found that the same girls are walking around, hair uncovered, and with tops and pants they're walking around. So is that a benefit to deen or a harm to deen? This is what the condition is. So our system is a complete. I mentioned also, I think, Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhum, when he visited Baghdad, he asked to go and see some old alim, if there is somebody. They took him to one remote part of the city, and a very not well lit up place, a small little room, dark room. He found an old alim. And when that alim, he was introduced, and he asked him that, what is your first sabak? When his name, Dars-e-Nizami, that alim, short of like rain fell and life came into him. That he said, Dars-e-Nizami, the words are still alive in the world. He said, I thought those words don't exist anymore. What kitabs do you teach? When he said, Kuduri, Kanzud-Dakai, he went in ecstasy. He said, those names are still alive. I thought those, forget the kitabs, I thought those names don't exist. And by us, this is common that you study. Nurul Ida, Quduri, Kanzud Daqaiq, Hidayah, all these kitabs. We are very, very fortunate. So this is our system. And our system gives you the key that your whole life, anywhere, you can go into any department of deen. Into any, the whole of Bukhari. Though you, for you now, it's up to you. And here we should understand, Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali told students who are graduating in Deoband, that those of you who are graduating and you think you are alims today, you will remain jahils forever. And those of you who will carry on with your ilm, teaching it, making mutala, etc., inshallah, somewhere in the future, you will become alims. Now, unfortunately, this is another drawback with us, that when a student completes and graduates with Bukhari Sharif Khatam, he feels, now I'm complete. And there are so many students who never touch the kitabs after that. Till that day when Bukhari Sharif Khatam was made, they touched the kitabs. And I'm not exaggerating. One close friend of mine, we studied together in Deoband. When we started here with the madrasa after a few years, he told me, my kitabs I bought when I studied in Deoband, my kitabs I bought, I wish to donate them to the Darul Uloom. I said, by all means, he brought them 2-3 trunks, and the keys of the trunks he lost also. Since he came back from there, he never opened the trunk. He bought the kitabs, packed them nicely with the hope I'll study, but he never even opened those trunks. Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion visited some friends, some students, and then there was a bookcase there in the front room. And today this is a common thing also with students, that we want our kitabs and they must be bound also, and with like a 20 volume set of kitab, 10 volumes, and the name is written from the first volume, it's written on the side, beautifully it's written. So those kitabs were kept so beautifully, well placed. So Mufti Sahib ran his hand across. He said, mashallah, nobody ever touches these kitabs. Because it's a showcase. It's not meant to be studied. If you want to know what it means to a person who studies kitabs, you should go and see the room of Sheikh Yunus, Damat Barakatuhum in Saharanpur, where he sleeps, one small room, and kitabs are throughout the whole place. Everywhere you see, you just see kitabs, kitabs, kitabs. And there is no real system. I don't say you mustn't have a system. But what I mean, that you must have your kitabs. If you are using them, you'll see the pages are getting worn. You'll see the covers are getting worn. You won't have time to place them all the time. That's a housewife's job. Her job is to place ornaments all the time. We make ornaments out of our kitabs also. And those people who have, who are mutadawil, who are handling their kitabs and their ilm, their condition is such. Mufti Mahmud Sahib Gangohi rahmatullah alayh had become almost blind at the end of his life. He went to Newcastle, Darwin, Newcastle, and he asked for a kitab, Tirmizi Sharif. As he caught it, he said, this is not Tirmizi. You can just make out already, when you catch the kitab, he couldn't see, but he said, this is not Tirmizi Sharif. There is another kitab. So like that, we must have contact with our kitab. So in our madrasas, we are taught that now from any kitab, you can take out your Masail. And you can study, and you'll have contact with all the fuqaha also. In the Salafi system, at least, there is no contact with fuqaha. They don't believe in the fuqaha. They are all faqis themselves. Everyone who has just studied muntakhab somewhere, Quran Sharif also muntakhab, hadith also muntakhab, and they become faqis of their own. And they are formulating fiqh all the time. Whereas with us, those who have studied in our way, they will know the name of the fuqaha, of the muhaddithin, of the mufassirin, of everyone, they will know the details. So this is our system. In future, inshallah, we will discuss more, breaking it down more, till we come to our system here in our madrasa. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.